For now, we're talking about Jesse Jackson Jr. He's pleading guilty today in federal court right here in Washington to taking campaign funds for personal use.
CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambadakis joins us live now to talk more about it. Good to have you here again, Stephanie.
Happy to be here.
So Jesse Jackson Jr. admits to taking a lot of money, $750,000. What did he use it all for?
Well, today in court, we got a full accounting, I'm sure, from the FBI agents who went through all of these transactions. And what you see is itemized of 1,300 separate transactions since 2005, not just the $43,000 gold Rolex and furs that have been revealed earlier, but everyday expenditures, Costco, household goods, travel to Disney, flat-screen TVs. It runs the full range of spending hundreds of thousands of dollars over the past 7 years.
And this was greeted with a tremendous amount of emotion on the part of the family and Jesse Jackson, wasn't it?
You really felt that in court today. There was a sense of grief. The whole family was there. They took up two rows. Jesse Jackson, the father, is there. His mother, his siblings, his wife also sat in the court in advance of her separate plea hearing. Jackson spoke. He was very subdued, but he was very clear. He volunteered several times that he fully understands the consequences of his actions, and he looked back over his shoulder to his family members. He fought back tears, and also in the afternoon, his wife, Sandy Jackson, in pleading guilty to filing false tax returns, she wept openly long after the hearing was over.
Now, what about jail time for one or both of them?
This is really going to be one of the most interesting facets to this case, very high stakes both for the government and the two prominent attorneys that represent both Jacksons. In making this deal, Jesse Jackson Jr., the guidelines are saying something like between 46 months and 57 months, so you're talking 4 to 5 years. Sandy Jackson could be looking at 1 to 3 years. So the judge, who is a relatively new judge, who's been on the bench for 2 years, appointed by President Obama, made clear several times that, you know, I don't know what the sentence is going to be, whether it's going to be less than that or more than that. But one key issue is whether, if they're both sentenced to prison, do they go at the same time, or is Sandy Jackson allowed to serve her time first, followed by the former congressman? So the lawyer for Jesse Jackson Jr., Reed Weingarten, made clear that he's going to mount a very aggressive campaign to reduce this potential sentence. He said there's underlying medical conditions that explain his conduct.
Wow, okay. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
My pleasure.
That's CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambadakis.